All right, three,
one, two. I thought we were counting forward this time.
No, we're not. All right, three,
two, one. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Welcome back. This is episode 6.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It is Wednesday, December 18th. And
it's a sad day.
What happened?
We let them down. I let you guys down.
Hey, one thing about us is we're going to admit when we're wrong. And our pick'ems last week and our...
We were trash, Coke.
Yeah,
let's admit it. We were trash.
We sucked. So I'm sorry, whoever took my locks and picks.
Nobody could be perfect, but damn, the Falcons went in there and beat the 49ers. I don't know what the hell.
It kind of sucks because they had like a late surgence at the end of the season, but it's way too late.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to save Dan Quinn's job, but they went in there and they beat the Niners. Bro, that catch by Julio Jones.
Yeah, finally.
I mean, I guess he was in. You could barely tell. They gave it to him.
I mean, inconclusive evidence showed that he was in.
Yeah, and then the damn scoop and score when they tried to pitch it back on the kick return just to add a little bit of salt.
Yeah, so it was like, oh, yeah, look, we actually did.
Yeah, but that was my lock of the week, too, and I was dead wrong. I should have picked the easier game, Ravens over the Jets or something. I tried to take a little risk for you guys.
Yeah, I definitely went with a risk, and I picked my boy Mitchell Trubisky I picked him on here to win in my pick'ems, but my gambling pick was 4.5.
Yeah,
they're 4.5. They couldn't even cover. Them boys got blown out.
I watched that game too. They started bad. They finished bad. They did not look like they're not going to make the playoffs. They're done.
Oh no, yeah, they're done.
Yeah, I give the Rams a better shot than them.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, hopefully we do a little bit better this week.
Hey, so do we have to apologize to the Cowboys? Because we were running their name through the mud. And
them boys balled the hell out.
Where was that all season?
That's what I'm saying.
NFL is weird, man.
But you said it's like you said, man. On paper, they're good. That's how they were supposed to play all season, and now at least they're stepping up at the right time. Mm-hmm. But it was just one game, so we'll see if they keep it up.
No, for sure.
Yeah, but you ready to start this show? Let's start the episode, bro. Biggest news of the week. Not biggest news, but damn, I had goosebumps watching Drew Brees.
Oh yeah, that was
throw that ball around this week.
29 for 30,
dude. On the biggest stage, Monday Night Football, the whole world is watching.
Yeah,
everybody wants to see is Drew Brees going to break the record. Not only does he break the damn record,
he broke the
two records.
Yeah,
it was 90 something percent completion percentage. 29 of 30, one incompletion. It was so close to perfection.
That's like when you're playing Madden and the computer's on all
Madden. I swear,
and they don't miss.
Dude, but Drew Brees, he sparked the debate, and this is I've been waiting to talk about this all week.
Yeah, we put it on. We put the debate question: is Drew
who's the GOAT?
Yeah, who's the GOAT? Is it Drew Brees or is it Tom Brady? And we put it on Instagram, and the all the votes went to Brees.
Bro, I don't know how. Don't know how.
I don't know. It's not. I mean, it's not a far. You know, Tom. He's not like
who the hell was voting on that? Who was voting? I know it wasn't my friends.
Oh, it was our wonderful followers of our podcast.
Not wonderful to me. y'all need to vote better because shit. Okay, so this is my thing. Yeah, Brees is putting up all the numbers. I wrote them down here. 76,000 passing yards. He's almost 77. Mm-hmm. 541 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
237 interceptions. 98 career pass rating. One Super Bowl.
That's what
Super
I'm saying.
Bowl.
That's because you can't measure... a player's greatness off of Super Bowls.
Okay, but you can't say that because when people talk NBA, people talk, Super Bowl rings and all this. What do they say? Oh, how many rings? Rings matter. I remember when LeBron didn't win a ring and everybody was saying, oh, no ring LeBron. No ring. Brady has 6.
I know.
Dude, their stats too. Their stats are like this. Like this. You can. All right, so Tom Brady, 74,000 passing yards. He's 2,000 under Drew Brees. Tom Brady's not done yet either. He has a couple more seasons in him. He doesn't plan on. I know so. He doesn't plan on retiring this year. I don't care what anybody out there is saying. That's fake news. He has 538 touchdowns. He's right behind Drew Brees. And he tweeted and said, Drew Brees, I'm coming for the record. No, he's not done this year. He's not. He tweeted, said he's coming for that record, and he's going to beat that record. He's going to go out on top. 178 interceptions, a lot less. 97 passer rating, so they're one off. But 6 Super Bowl rings. 6, not one.
Well, how can...
How does his rings matter? No, not one. Not two. Not 3, 4, or 5. This man has 6 Super Bowl rings. He's done it 6 times.
Okay,
Peyton Manning did it twice.
So Tom Brady played on a better team, is what you're saying.
You can't say that.
Yes, you can.
How?
Because Drew Brees doesn't play linebacker. He doesn't play safety.
Neither
he doesn't
does Tom
play
Brady.
Defense. Exactly. So you can only measure up their numbers.
This year he has a good defense, but he's carried the Patriots to the Super Bowl his whole career.
That's not true. The one against the Falcons, they had the number one defense that year.
He came back from 28-3. That was Brady. That wasn't the defense. That was Brady.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't say he never had a team around him.
Look who he's done it with. Wes Welker, when he left New England, he went to Denver. What'd he do? He had Randy Moss for a season. He had Gronkowski, that's a tight end. Okay, Drew Brees had, what's his name? Jimmy Graham when he was a baller.
Okay, and then Jimmy Graham.
He has Michael Thomas
Jimmy
now.
Jimmy Graham went to two other teams and hasn't done shit.
So Michael Thomas isn't about a break.
Okay, that's one. Exactly, like, just one.
So when he didn't ball out when he had that defense with Jonathan Vilma and them boys. Tracy Porter, that's the reason they won the Super Bowl is the defense. Tracy Porter had that pick six, not Drew Brees.
Okay, so then I guess the Patriots only got Drew that Brees Super Bowl because of Malcolm Butler.
Tom Brady's been doing it for two decades.
I'm just saying.
Tom Brady's been doing it for 2 decades.
You can't measure the Super Bowls. That doesn't matter in my eyes.
So I didn't know stats win games. I didn't know stats are what matters. I didn't know stats is what makes somebody better. Because I thought you get hired to win Super Bowls. That's why I thought you get the job. Because all these quarterbacks get fired because they don't do what? Win a Super Bowl. There's coaches out there that take their teams to the playoffs every single year and get fired every single year. Why? They didn't win a Super Bowl. You're planning to win a Super Bowl. Ever since you're young, ever since you're in Pop Warner, you're planning to win a championship. I didn't know you're planning to have 2,000 rushing yards like Chris Johnson and then retire. Because what'd he do? He didn't win a Super Bowl. AP hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Okay,
what
so
the hell are y'all voting
so
on?
Wait, so AP is not one of the greatest running backs
He's
of all
one
time?
Of the greatest running backs of all time, but he'll never be the greatest. Why?
Because he has no Super Bowls.
He has no Super Bowls.
Okay, he never had a quarterback.
Okay, whose fault is that? It sucks for him.
He played on shitty teams.
Sucks. Did Tom Brady say, hey, you go draft him and you go draft him and let's put this... No, he has to deal with whatever the Patriots want to draft, just like everybody
he's
else.
He's high up in that organization. I'm sure he had some say.
And I'm sure Drew Brees does too.
Okay, but I'm saying, you're saying that Drew Brees had all these weapons around him.
I'm just saying...
Jimmy Graham was a baller with the Saints and then he played for two other teams and hasn't done shit.
Okay, because Drew Brees made him because Drew Brees is good, just like Tom Brady made Julian Edelman, Wes Welker, and all these guys. Only weapon that Tom Brady had that was the actual threat that he didn't make...
Was Moss.
Randy Moss. And then Gronk.
Okay, well then who would you say for
Tom Brady did
Drew
it with
Brees.
Aaron Hernandez,
Hey, he was a baller.
Come on now. You know what I'm saying?
He was a baller.
But you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but then who would you say Drew Brees had?
It doesn't even matter.
That's what I'm saying. He had nobody's either.
Okay, who does Tom... But this is the thing. Everybody's saying Tom Brady's so bad right now. Look at the weapons around him. He has two rookies. Edelman's is...
Oh, I don't think Tom Brady's doing bad. I just don't think he's putting up the Tom Brady numbers. He's still putting up great numbers. It's just
everybody's
not what they
saying
expect
Tom Brady. Tom Brady era is over. Stop.
It's not. But stop. I'm not picking a side because I just think it's too close. I'm on the fence between both. I'm not sold on Tom Brady being the GOAT as I was before.
You guys are going to have to go and sell me on this because their stats are side-by-side comparison. They're the exact same, except Brady has 5 more Super Bowls than this guy. Now, people want to say, oh, if you put Drew Brees behind center for the Pats and give him...
I'm not arguing.
Okay, he has Sean Payton.
That's
Actually, the Saints went 7-0 or 6-0 without Drew Brees. So that's not a good squad. Because they won 7 games without Drew Brees this year. That's not a good squad. You're
no,
telling
they
me
got
not
a
playing?
Good team.
Okay, then.
But I'm talking about in the past. That man has no weapons either, but he made them. He had Robert Meacham.
He didn't
Marquise
make them.
Colston.
They just plugged in Teddy Bridgewater, and he did the same exact
I'm talking
thing
about
that Drew
back
Brees
then,
did.
This season, yeah.
Back then, he had weapons. He had, dude, Ted Ginn and them. They were balling
Ted Ginn
year.
Is average. Ted Ginn is not no leading
he's
receiver.
Not no elite
he's fast.
Receiver, but
yeah.
The elite receivers that Brady had. Besides Gronk and Moss, and Moss was only there for like a year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. When you say he had a better team built around him.
I'm just saying they were put in similar situations, and Tom Brady's done it 6 times. And I don't... People want, the miracle in the Meadowlands. He should have won that year. Well, he didn't. We could say what ifs all day. Oh, what if Tom Brady had...
Are you talking about the miracle in Minnesota?
Miracle in Minnesota. Yeah. We talk about, the refs screwed them last... Okay, that's another what if.
Nah, the refs didn't screw them.
What if? Because what if Tom Brady had Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon this year?
Yeah, you're right.
What if Gronk
didn't
retire?
That's why I don't argue
what if this? What if you? We can't say what ifs. You can't live off of what ifs.
But I'm just saying Drew Brees is not far behind. And Drew Brees isn't done. He's got like 4 more seasons. Tom Brady, you don't think he's done after this year?
No, I don't.
What if they win the Super Bowl? He rides off in the sunset before things get bad?
To be honest, I don't think it's their year to win the Super Bowl. But even if he wins, I don't think he's done.
I mean, I guess we got to see.
Dude, that man is so competitive, bro.
Yeah,
he could really
but damn, man,
so
you don't want to go watch your kids grow up? Like,
oh, he does, but...
Like, exactly, like Drew Brees, like, your kid's about to start, like, middle school, man. You should be his coach.
Nah, bump them kids. that's Giselle's job. No, but bro, all right, so I want to hear what y'all have to say for real, because we did the vote, but think about this.
Yeah, we want to know.
Stats, and actually do your damn research.
Yeah,
don't just go on there and click and vote.
Yeah, I don't want no, like, Saints bias, like, oh, because... Who that?
Yeah, yeah, screw that. Screw that. That's what.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady, Drew Brees, they have similar, their stats are the same, except six rings and one. It's like people want to say, oh, Jordan's always going to be the best because he has six rings. Well, you can't say that about one sport and not say it about the other.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I never bought into that anyway, bought into that anyways because, I don't know, I feel like it's a team game.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, all right, so let's think about it basketball-wise. When LeBron was winning, or when they first got KD, the Warriors.
Yeah.
Or was it?
Oh, those rings don't matter.
No, but LeBron was putting up MVP numbers.
Yeah.
And they got swept.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
my personal opinion, rings don't, it's because it's a team game. It's not an individual. It's not like UFC, or it's not like, I don't know, tennis or something like
track,
that.
I don't know.
But at the same time, ESPN wants to sit there and talk about rings all day. So if you guys want to talk about rings yesterday, you got to talk about it today too in the conversation between Brady and Brees. And ESPN needs to stop bashing Brady because
ESPN,
saw them.
Them boys are, bruh,
Brady era over. Stop.
No.
Stop.
It'll be over when he says so. When he wants to retire, that's when the era will be over.
They're having an off year. That's all it is. And their off year, they're sitting at 11-3 on an off year.
Yeah.
And people are still comparing themselves to the Patriots.
And it's not like they lost to bums. They lost to three of the top teams.
Yeah. But I'll give credit where credit is due, though. Dude, I had goosebumps watching Drew Brees play this week. That was exciting.
It was whatever. I don't care about the Saints.
No, but he's man, that guy's a baller. And personally, we could argue Brady Brees, but Brees is better than Peyton Manning. I'm going to say that right now.
Oh, no, it's, yeah.
Peyton Manning's he's better than Peyton Manning.
Third.
Yeah, and, you know, you could bring in Steve Young, Joe Montana, Brett Favre. There's been a bunch of quarterbacks.
Bring in people from the 80s and all that.
But Drew Brees, man, he's consistent. He's been doing it for a while. He's been throwing that ball.
What's his name? Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston. I'm just throwing out names out there. I'm just putting names in there. the GOATs of
How many seasons with 5,000 passing yards? Drew Brees, it's insane.
Yeah.
What he's done. If you look on paper, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, just like Brady is. One thing I do want to talk about, bro. I was looking at this paper or this thing that ESPN tweeted, and it was top 10 quarterbacks of all time. Drew Brees and Brady was like 6. Drew Brees was like 10. They had Aaron Rodgers number 1. I just got this phone.
That's why I don't pay attention to that.
I just got this phone. I almost broke over my head.
Hey, if they put somebody up there above them with their picture, like some old NFL player that I don't know their name, but their pictures in black and white, that don't matter.
Stop.
If you're running
that.
The wing tee. If you ran the wing tee, it don't matter. My high score in the wing tee.
Bro, but Aaron Rodgers, okay, for one Super Bowl, two. He's a baller. I'm not going to lie. That man's a baller. But how are you going to put him over Drew Brees? If y'all want to talk numbers, let's talk numbers.
Yeah, don't even show me that list because I'll get upset.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, if y'all have to rank your top 5 quarterbacks, and I really want to see what they say, you have to rank your top 5.
Of all time?
Let's not do all time. I hate that all time shit. Because you can't watch something that's black and white.
Yeah.
They're wearing leather helmets. They're all running around with CTE out there.
Yeah. Hey, if they don't have a Revolution helmet.
We're not talking about
that. If they did not have a visor, don't put them on.
Let's do the last 10 years.
Best, let's go 20.
20. So rank.
Because we're about to end the decade.
Okay, let's do that. So rank the top. Yeah, 2020. Let's do that.
Throw in the 80s.
All right, so whatever.
They're slinging in the 80s, but don't bring up don't put Joe Montana.
The last relevant.
That. Yeah.
Make your top 10 list of the top relevant quarterbacks. We're gonna rank each list, and then we'll discuss it next week. Just don't put. Please don't put. Damn, I don't even know. Like
Fred Tarkenton.
Yeah,
bro, don't do that.
Come on, let's be real.
Don't do that.
Yeah, but quarterback carousel. We're talking about quarterbacks. Let's talk about the ones that are playing right now.
Okay, you want to do the. All right,
so we're about to cut to the quarterback carousel.
Yeah, it's a new segment, quarterback carousel. Here we go.
We're
going to
see where we think people are going to be playing next year. Let's do this.
The names in the hat?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Oh, shit.
All right, guys, welcome to the quarterback carousel. We're throwing these names in the hat.
Yeah, if you are listening on our – we're on Apple Music now. So if you're listening on Apple or Spotify and you don't have the video, right now we have a bunch of quarterback names who might be on the move this offseason. And we're going to pull them out, or pull a couple out, and then...
Let's do it here. I'm going to grab, three or four of them, one, two, and you grab, three or four.
All right.
And then let's do this quick. Let's just throw the team out there. How about this? You have 5 seconds to throw the team out there. Where do you think he's going to be playing?
All right.
So quarterback carousel, let's do this. Grab some. There you go.
Oh, I got a
paper for everybody. It's like little snowballs. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You got the first one?
First one.
Let's do it quick.
All right. Philip Rivers. He is going to... Damn, I don't know. I think...
Oh, you suck at this. Who would want him? You suck at
who
this.
Who wants Philip Rivers?
Everybody. I don't know. He's going to be a Raider. He's I got Eli Manning. Eli Manning is done. He's retired.
He's
next.
Retiring. Facts. Okay. But no, back to Philip Rivers. I don't know. Who wants an old quarterback when all
bro,
these
who
new
cares?
Young guys
move
are coming
on, move
out
on.
Draft.
Teddy Bridgewater. I think Teddy Bridgewater stays the Saint. He stayed there last year, passed up on Miami. He'll be there again.
All right. I got Jameis Winston. Extend him.
Ooh, Derek Carr. Derek Carr is leaving the now Las Vegas Raiders. Derek Carr is going to be going to the Chargers.
Okay, I like that. Fitzpatrick stays a Dolphin.
Ooh, Marcus Mariota back up in New England.
Cam Newton stays in Carolina.
Ooh, interesting. Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is going to be a backup for the... Let's throw the Giants out there.
And last but not least, Nick Foles will be the highest backup for the Jaguars.
And Gingerhead, Andy Dalton, Gingerhead will be going to Tennessee to back up Ryan Tannehill. Dude, quarterback carousel
okay,
wrapped
so
up for the week. But Phillip Rivers, you don't know where he's going to be going? You don't think he'll go?
I don't. It's just like he's got the yards and he's got the good. He's got the stats, but he's old now. Like all these young guys coming in the draft. Would you rather Phillip Rivers lead your franchise or take a risk on like Joe or Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow?
Oh, to be honest with you, So if I'm a team that needs a quarterback, I'm going to draft one this year. There's some good talent.
And then sign Phillip.
But I'm still signing a guy like Phillip Rivers to be that bridge quarterback.
That's a hefty contract. That's that veteran minimum's already high.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to pay. But I would do it, dude. Look at like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, both of them sat behind. Alex Smith sat behind. Joe Flacco for a year, and they're balling. It's not like those quarterbacks, which we're going to see quarterback attorney in a little, that get thrown in the fire, you know what I'm saying? Josh Rosen, Trubisky, and they don't have that guy to learn. Aaron Rodgers sat behind fire for years.
Yeah, Garoppolo.
Brady had Drew Bledsoe.
Garoppolo had Brady.
Drew Brees wasn't even a Saint. He was with the Chargers, and he had somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give him time to develop. I think it would be a smart thing for a franchise to do, to draft a guy like Phillip Rivers, because he's been doing it for so long. He has a lot of knowledge. Now, somebody like Derek Carr, on the other hand, I really don't know where he's going to be going. I said the Chargers because they're going to have a gap there.
Yeah.
But would you start Derek Carr? I don't think I would personally.
I mean, it just depends on if it's the Raiders or if he goes to the Chargers. Yeah, I would start him or either draft one.
Would you think he's... I don't think he stays with the Raiders. They got booed off the field.
Yeah,
they lost
off
the last home game.
And John Gruden, that's not his quarterback.
No, time for a fresh start.
Yeah, John Gruden wants that... fresh start, you want to start over because he didn't draft a Carr.
And when they picked up John Gruden, I remember they're talking about he might get rid of Carr right then.
Well,
right then
I mean,
there, so.
This is kind of like Carr's interview for his new boss, John Gruden.
Messed
and
it up.
He's not doing so hot.
He
I
showed
mean,
up like stepbrothers in the tuxedo to the interview.
Okay, but can you blame him? He got rid of his number one target, Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they do have a nice run game.
Yeah, with the Josh Jacobs pickup, Kimba, and losing Antonio Brown screwed them, man. That whole situation, I don't think people understand that if they had Antonio Brown, that could have been a playoff team this year.
Oh, no. Speaking of all-time list, I'd put AB top five wide receiver all-time. Don't even give me that look because he's a – okay, do you – see, that's what I'm saying. You look at the numbers. Watch the film. There's not – there might be two corners in the NFL that can guard this guy.
Well, first off, AB...
He came in for one game, tore it up. Yeah, it was against the Dolphins.
First off...
But that's when they still had Mika Fitzpatrick and Xavier Howard. So
the
secondary is not wasn't weak then.
The NFL is going to do AB like the WWE did Chris Benoit. they're gonna erase his name from the NFL. He's gonna be no part of the NFL. I'm telling you, they're gonna take his name off. Dude, he's not top.
I'm telling you, he doesn't have the numbers because
He has the numbers.
Yeah, but like, you know, like those little records that are like, oh, this is the most catches in six games in NFL history. Like, no one cares about that.
I just can't put him top five. I could think of three right now, four better than him for sure. Jerry Rice.
He's old.
Bro,
I told you I don't respect that old stuff.
So you don't respect Jerry Rice?
No.
We're not doing this podcast no more. Bro,
I don't respect that old stuff.
Dominated the NFL He is the best receiver by far.
Yeah, but there's, he wasn't going up against the secondary today. That's the
thing. There's no, but there's no debate. That's the thing.
No, I don't think he's the best receiver of all time.
Wow, radio silence.
Okay, because of his numbers, he's the all-time leading
yards.
Watch
the film, too. Dude, his route running was so clean.
AB's got the cleanest route running ever.
No, AB's nice, but you can't, if you ask anybody, that's the thing. We just had the quarterback debate, and people would debate Drew Brees, Brett Favre, Tom. With receivers, it's done. It's Jerry Rice.
I disagree.
You cannot compare.
I disagree. I think AB is a top five. Yeah.
All right, so let's see what the people have to say. If you guys have to, let's do this.
That.
You guys rank your top five receivers, and
okay,
then let us know
because,
what your top
like,
five receivers.
Some people might show respect to that. I mean,
bro, you have to respect Jerry
like,
Rice.
Like, I honor it. I was like, yeah, that's cool.
You have to respect Jerry Rice.
Yeah, see, but like...
He laid the foundation for all the receivers after him. He's like George Washington. He was the first president of the United States that laid the foundation, but for receivers.
Because
everybody's chasing Jerry Rice. Dude, all the guys now...
Jalen Ramsey would clamp him up.
Stop.
Easily.
Stop.
I like, and then
but you
that's
could say
like,
the same. In 20 years from now, you could say the same thing. Jalen Ramsey wasn't playing any talent because 20 years from now, they're going to be more athletic than they are today. You
man,
can't compare it like that.
I don't know. It's just this.
It's the same thing. Like Michael Jordan was dominating, but did he suck? If Michael Jordan was playing today, you don't think he'd be balling?
No.
Oh
no.
My
I don't think he'd be balling. Did you see who he played against back then?
Bro, the NBA was way more physical. Okay.
Physical, sure. That don't mean nothing.
Are we going to have to throw hands about this?
They
one?
Weren't.
Dude.
No one was handling the ball like
okay,
Kyrie.
So let's say you don't say AB. I could still name some receivers better than him.
All right.
Fitzgerald's been doing it for 18 years, 17, 18 years.
Okay, I could put Fitzgerald up there.
Julio Jones?
Nah, I like AB better.
Than Julio Jones?
Yeah. I do.
Calvin Johnson Jr. If he
top
didn't
five.
Retire at 30,
top
he would have.
No, for sure, top
oh,
five.
Randy Moss.
Mm, yeah, he could be four. So Bro. We have. Okay, so
Bro.
We have Fitzgerald. He's the fourth one. All right, so who'd you say? All right,
Bro,
so
AB's not AB isn't even the best receiver in the league right now.
Yes, he would be.
Says
who is?
Personally, I'm taking Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas.
Oh
is
no,
a,
I'm taking AB over Michael Thomas. I'm taking AB over them all.
Dude, AB's
Michael Thomas
good.
Isn't even the best receiver in his division. The NFC South.
You like Julio Jones better than Michael Thomas?
No, I like Mike Evans.
Oh my, that's why we can't.
I
do
like
this.
Mike Evans.
Hey people, you can't argue with stupid. That's, come on, bro.
He's not even the best Mike.
So y'all name your list. Give us the top five receivers in the NFL today. If AB was playing, and then give us your top five of all time. Because that's ridiculous that you can't put Jerry Rice first. That's like clear.
Nah, I'm not putting Jerry Rice first. Just because he's got all the records.
Bro, that's like, I don't even know how to explain that. That's like, I don't even know. I'm at a loss for words
here. He wasn't playing against the secondary. Yeah, that they go against now.
I'm at a loss for words.
And then they want to say it was more physical
you know,
back then.
All the receivers today, you know who they go to learn from? Jerry Rice.
Man, they better go to Chad Ochocinco.
Oh, he's close. I would have took him over AB.
I wouldn't.
Bro, Ochocinco dominated for the Bengals. You
yeah, Carson Palmer. That's the Bengals were nice back then.
Carson Palmer didn't do shit. Let's
they were
right.
nice back then. It's not like it's
they
the
were
Bengals
straight.
Today.
They were straight.
Yeah, they were.
They made the playoffs like twice behind Marvin Lewis, and I think that was after Ochocinco.
No, it was with Ochocinco. They were nice.
And I remember him getting knocked out by Ray Lewis every single season. But but wow. So like quarterback carousel. Yeah, Eli Manning,
oh, yeah,
Joe
let's
Flacco.
Get back to
this,
the current
it's time for a new era. All these fresh, like you were talking, all these young quarterbacks coming in.
Yeah, that's
they're
what I'm
step
saying.
In, they're gonna do their thing.
I'm not gonna put. Well, like Fitzpatrick, I don't even know why you threw his name in here. I guess because why well, not for
but
shits and giggles.
But it's kind of interesting because the young quarterbacks are taking over the Pro Bowl this year. AFC,
yeah.
Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Brady missed out in the first time for like, since like 8 years
it's
or something
that,
like
that. It's
that
new wave.
It's
that's
that
what I'm
new
saying.
Wave, yeah.
Like everybody wants the new young coach. Like everybody wants the Sean McVay. Oh, everybody wants the Mahomes and the Watson.
Yeah,
because
they're
the
airing it out. It's not the same NFL pro style. No, they're airing the ball
oh,
out.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
being creative now with the offenses. You see what Baltimore's doing.
Oh,
this
I
year.
Was watching Cleveland and Arizona. They ran the option.
Yeah.
The option. I've seen that a lot this year.
Yeah, they're getting creative. So it is a new wave. And like the era of Drew Brees and Tom Brady, it's sad to say.
Stand in the pocket and sling that.
Quarterbacks we watched growing up, their time is pretty much done.
Yeah, I like it. Get with that new wave.
Yeah, but talking about the Pro Bowl snubs, who was your biggest snub?
Oh, my biggest? I had three. I mean, obviously, I'm Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I don't know how Aaron Rodgers made it. I got to be off the name alone. Maybe because Dak's team isn't winning, but that shouldn't matter when it's the Pro Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers bought out this year. The team's in the playoffs. He threw for 25 touchdowns, I think, two picks, 111 pass rating. He's having a good season. But
not as good as Dak.
Oh, yeah.
Dak is fourth in touchdowns.
Or second.
Fourth in touchdowns and second in yards, which is both very far ahead from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that was my biggest snub, too.
I didn't get. And I looked it up. Their receiving core in Dallas, yeah, Amari Cooper's nice, but they lead the league in dropped passes.
Really?
With 25. And Dak is still putting up those numbers.
Yeah, he's my biggest snub, too.
That's the thing. He's 12th in completions percentage, but he's still ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
And then
it's because they're losing games. That's why people didn't vote for him.
Yeah, I mean, and then plus, honestly, I think the Pro Bowl's a bunch of baloney.
Oh, yeah. It's,
just
it
because,
been for years.
Like, it's a fan vote. I can go on there and tweet hashtag fan vote a billion times just for Jameis to get on there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if I had the time, he probably could. I probably should have.
They should have the players vote for who makes the Pro Bowl, to be honest.
Yeah, like they do for that.
And you can't vote for anybody on your team.
Yeah.
That should be the rule.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it'll never happen. But also, I like Julian Edelman as a snub.
He was.
Fourth in receptions, 14th in yards, and more all more than Jarvis Landry. I thought that was Odell at first, and then I was like, nope, that's number 80. That's Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, everybody's been bashing him all year, talking about these numbers that Cleveland's putting up.
Must be popular somewhere. It's a popularity vote, to be honest.
Gotta be. But yeah, Edelman led, and he was higher than Landry in touchdowns, receptions, and yards, and didn't make the Pro Bowl. Oh, well, on a down year. Anyways, on defense, DeMario Davis, the inside linebacker for the Saints.
Yeah. He's a baller. He's a stud.
That's what I'm saying. Keekly has no sacks.
It's a popularity vote.
DeMario Davis has three. DeMario Davis has more tackles than Keekly and 9 tackles for loss with Keekly's 3.
It's because this season doesn't matter. It's what have you done over... You know, it should be this season. That's what it should be. But the fans...
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. And then, like, the people who got in on their first time, like Lamar Jackson, well-deserved. But, you know, if they would have left him off for Brady, oh...
Yeah. It's because y'all got to do your damn research. Do your research.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These people look at their highlight tapes and be like, oh, yeah, he's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, probably never broke down film in their lives. Do your damn research.
Oh, I know how to break down some film. We did it for 5 hours every Sunday back in Graceland.
Well, hey, what do you think about? I think Kirk Cousins should have made the Pro Bowl, to be honest.
Yeah, he was
in the MVP race for a little bit.
Oh, no,
and then
for sure.
My defensive stump was Tyrann Mathieu. He's a captain for the Chiefs. Their defense is balling out now.
Their defense definitely stepped it up from that first half of the season.
Yeah.
And he is all over the field.
Dude, I wonder if we get some pro. It's in Orlando again this year. What if we get some tickets? I would go. You want to go?
I would raffle those off in a heartbeat.
You wouldn't go?
I do not want to be at the Pro Bowl.
I got the Pro Bowl cleats. We should go. Just get some autographs or something. See if we can do something for the fans.
Oh, yeah. Get a jersey autograph and then raffle
and then
that off.
Raffle that off.
Okay, yeah.
We got to get some tickets.
We probably can go for free then.
There's some bowl games in Orlando this week, too. We got to go to the Iowa State one, see if we can get something for the fans.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm Ames blooded.
There you go. Dude, but that would be legit.
Tell them who we are.
You said what?
Tell them who we are.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all heard of Sports Manor podcast? Hey, Mike Evans, you want
to
be on
the
show?
Get some, it's time to get some merch. Let's get some Sports Manor shirts, go to the Pro Bowl, get them autographed, and then raffle those off.
Oh, yeah. That'll be.
I think that'll be kind of dope.
I'm about that.
All right, let's do it. That's a date. Yeah. Hey, that would be kind of cool. You guys all know that I hate the damn media so much.
I hate them.
It's like Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here so I don't get fined. The media always has to twist the story to get what they want now. Dude, okay, so they broke out the news, Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry yelling, come get me. And then both of them came out today and they're denied. Of course they're going to deny it.
Yeah.
Who knows if they said it. They probably did, to be honest with you. But I just hate
how... They probably said it like sarcastic. Probably just joking.
Yeah, or something. But the media always wants to grab something and twist it and turn it into a story.
They're like, Odell did what?
Yeah, exactly. They're not going nowhere. Mm-mm. They're going to stay in Cleveland.
I think it'd be dumb for them to go anywhere else.
Yeah, dude, Cleveland's saying that they want to own. They're going to ride with Freddie Kitchens. I don't think they should. We've talked about this before, but they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. They're going to give him a shot. I think Odell says, this is the thing. I think that next year, the Browns actually get it together. I don't know what they do in the offseason, but they're going to have a full, complete team. They're going to have a whole offseason together.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie Kitchens has some experience now. Nick Chubb is leading the league in rushing.
That's what I'm saying.
I think this come out next year.
See, that's what I'm saying. All these analysts that, I like them to go to the Super Bowl. No, that was not going to happen in the first year with a new coach and a whole new roster.
The whole roster is new. That's the thing.
They had no chemistry. Now they're, you know, They're not like winning, but like they did just lose to the Cardinals.
Yeah, they're sitting at 6-8. Mm-hmm. It's the worst franchise of this decade. They haven't had a winning season all decade.
That's
and
sad.
Y'all expected them to go to the Super Bowl after one off. It's not gonna happen. But this is the thing, and I want you to record this.
Yeah.
And don't lose this, and don't forget this. Next season, the Browns behind Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, and Baker, who everybody's hating on so much now.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'll let you defend him in a second.
Okay.
They're going to come out, and they're actually – I think they make the playoffs. If they don't win the division, I think they at least get the wild card
mm-hmm.
next year. They're going to go on a little run next year. And the media, the same media that's bashing them today, is going to be praising Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield and Jarvis and Odell.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to get David Njoku back and Myles Garrett, and they're going to forget about the helmet incident. And it's going to be so funny
and they'll
to
be,
watch.
They'll be winning games and they'll be like, hey, Freddie Kitchens, remember when you wore that dumbass shirt?
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, let's get ready for this first round bye.
Yeah, it's bro, the media is just, they twist every story to...
They are so quick to jump on, like,
bandwagons. And yeah, it's what have you done for me lately, too. They switch up so quick.
Yes, Lau, the media was praising Baker Mayfield. We'll get into that later. But also, the defense is still young.
Yeah.
Their best players.
And yeah, the best players.
I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that situation, we don't know. But one dude, my favorite player on the Browns, he's not on offense. He is the linebacker. Maserati Mac Wilson
Ballin.
Is a baller. He was a baller at Bama. He went in the second, or he wasn't a first round pick, which was a big mistake. And he is a baller.
Yeah, they're gonna be nice, man.
He is promising. That team is gonna be their draft. This draft is gonna be crucial. Throw some money at a big name.
Yeah.
To get the secondary popping. What the
fuck? Yo, but talking about other players, a completely different topic. Dumbest players in the NFL. Bro, this guy has all the talent in the world. I think he's a stud. I love his game.
Is he a receiver?
Yeah. I've been following him since he was at Baylor.
Yeah.
I've been praying for this damn guy, doing whatever I can. Bro, Josh Gordon, stay off the damn weed, bro.
Right.
Come on. But I do want to talk about the MLB. Just passed a rule, a law.
I don't know, but whatever. Yeah, they passed a new rule in their drug test.
You can smoke all the ganja and
yeah,
damn
you can
weed.
Smoke weed now.
But no more coke.
No,
no
and,
more.
I think it was opioids.
Opioids. Yeah,
opioids.
No more of that. None. That's none. But you could smoke. Dude, why is the NFL not legalizing marijuana now? Because you know all the players do it. Calvin Johnson came out and said I did it after every game, and he never got.
That's what I'm saying. And was it Percy Harvin?
Percy Harvin,
yeah.
Too.
That, I think he said he was high before everything.
They all do it. That's the thing. Well,
yeah.
No, let me not say all, but a lot of these guys do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why
no,
don't
that's
you just
what I'm
legalize
saying.
It? You're
and
setting you guys up for failure.
And a lot of it is used for pain relief.
It's better than them taking...
Vicodin, all that drugs.
Yeah.
I read an article on Calvin Johnson. He said it was easier to get painkillers mm-hmm. than it was to get candy.
Dude, they load them up on painkillers.
They give them that shot.
Yeah. Well, for the viewer, I don't know how many of y'all actually played football or anything. I don't know what they do at the high school level.
Yeah.
But in college, at least, dude, those guys that they, twist an ankle or break something in their arm or their hand, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can literally go to the training staff and you'll get a shot, an injection.
Yeah.
And your whole leg will go numb, but you can finish the game. And then after the game, they worry about your – because it's – the team first and then the individual. They don't care about your health.
No, they don't.
They want you to go win the damn game. That's what they give you a scholarship for. So
yeah.
You literally get an injection. You'd go finish the damn game. And then 3 hours later in the training room, they'll deal with your broken everything.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
We had a linebacker at our college.
Oh, Welch?
So I wasn't going to throw his name out there.
Oh, Welch won't mind. Jordan don't care.
He played through everything. He had a season-ending shoulder injury.
He played through everything.
And he... I'm not going to say... But he pushed through it.
Yeah. But one thing I'll never forget, too, one of my old roommates, man, this kid, he was an old lineman, tore his ACL. And I remember...
At Graceland?
Graceland. And I remember I came back from class one day, and this guy, one of my best friends there.
Was it Garza?
Yeah, Garza. My first couple years there. Shout out Garza.
Nah, man. I want my laptop back.
Hey, I'll let him know. I know he watches the podcast. But, dude, Garza, and you could go comment, Garza, tore his ACL. And then for like 2 weeks, he couldn't go to class. He couldn't do anything. And he was on so many medications. Dude, this guy was just all messed up in the head. Ended up failing from Graceland, like transferred out because his grades fell after he got injured, whatever.
And that's this is NAI.
But he was taking Oxy and all this that it was prescribed from the hospital. But you know that shit makes you feel good. That man was just laying in bed all day, not doing shit. Dude, just give him some weed. He'll be straight. I'm sure he smoked some weed. He would have gone to class and got his damn education high as hell. But these NFL players are smoking anyway. Just let them do it.
But that's NAI level. Like, we're not generating any money for the school.
No, yeah.
I mean, scholarship-wise, but, like, there's no... We had a TV deal. But have a TV deal.
But how is Josh Gordon hurting the team by smoking a little bit of weed?
Not at all. It's just, like, some dumb rule that they had from... I don't know, Ronald Reagan era.
100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's just some dumb rule that is still in place that no one has looked at to change. But I think get rid of it, prescribe it for the players.
Oh, if I was a head coach and if I coached the Denver Broncos where it's legal, they would be in the locker room high as hell because they'll be chilling after practice and they would be at least focused listening to what I'm talking about. They're going to do it anyway. You know they're going to do it. It's like the parents leave out of town for the weekend. And you tell your kids, don't throw a party. Don't throw, you know, they're going to throw, you know, they're going to throw a damn rager. At least now, you know, you could supervise it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I mean, MLB's done it.
Yeah. That's kind of like a big, like step forward in like drugs and sports. I don't know if step forward is the right words, but it's groundbreaking because I think a lot of other sports are going to switch to it. I feel like basketball would switch to it first.
Yeah,
because
basketball, for sure.
I would expect basketball to be the first to do that because they're
more lenient.
I feel like they're way more like caring for their players.
Oh yeah,
the NFL don't give a damn.
Well,
about
the NFL's a rotating door, and the NBA there's only so many 6'8", 6'9" guys that can actually hoop.
Yeah,
so the guys just rotate from team to team. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And the rosters are smaller too. Everybody knows each other.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I might be wrong here. I read somewhere that they were doing tests on medical marijuana. The NFL was.
Yeah.
To see, because they have all these concussion problems too and everything like that.
I know what you mean.
You know, but it's funny. It's crazy. How come Calvin Johnson did it for years
and didn't
Percy
get
Harvin, and they never got caught?
And you would think Calvin Johnson would be the one to get drug tested every week.
But Josh Gordon's got caught 5 times. And
why
that's
didn't
what,
he like link up with them boys and be like, yo, teach me the way?
Well, you know what I think it is? Because the same, I don't think it matters what level you're on.
Yeah.
Right? So we got drug tested. It was one of those drug tests where coach is like, hey, you're going to get drug tested like tomorrow or whatever. So, you know.
Yeah.
So we got drug tested and like they picked a certain players that they knew smoked and all those guys got kicked off the team. And then those players that were starters that were a big part of the team that I know for a fact smoked because I watched them smoke 2 days ago and they passed the drug test. So I wonder if the NFL does the same thing. Oh, hey, Calvin Johnson. Hey, man, you failed.
I feel like they
stop.
Wouldn't, though, because there have been big names that got suspended for, like, PEDs.
PEDs, yeah.
But
that's different because now you're affecting the game.
How does it? I mean, I don't even know how it works, really.
Well, you're taking
is it all
Brian Cushing,
like,
you're taking HGH.
I'm talking about, like, the drug test. You know how it works? So like,
oh, if they test you for everything at once,
yeah. Or do they just like I don't
well,
know.
I'd
I'm not no
so.
doctor. I'm not no doctor.
I'm, so. I meant you piss in a cup and then they see what's in your system and test you for everything. But I'm thinking if you get caught with PEDs, I think if you get caught with PEDs, it shouldn't be 4 games. I think you should miss the whole season the first time. After that, you should be banned. Because now you're changing the game.
You're a cheater.
You're getting an advantage. You're a cheater. Mm-hmm. Smoking weed.
And that's the thing. It's not
advantage.
Like PEDs helped you for that one game. That shit made you big.
No.
And you stayed big. So you played that game for that. You played that whole season big.
Yeah. But there's a lot of those guys I know. They do it. Not throwing names out there, but they do it. And they haven't been caught. But I'm wondering, is it because the NFL doesn't want to catch them? Or...
Yeah. Hey, so let us know, NFL. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Tell us.
We're on Apple now, so y'all are listening.
Yeah. Tell us why. Why can Odell smoke weed, but Josh Gordon can't?
But what do the fans think? Do you guys think that they should legalize weed in the NFL just like the MLB? Do you think they should not? Do you think it even matters? But
yeah.
Well, that wraps up this segment. Let's take a little commercial break. I got to get some damn water.
All right. So since we just ended that segment, we're going to start a new segment. This is one idea that I had. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So last episode, I told you the nickname I was given by a couple of friends of mine. They called me the attorney for shitty quarterbacks. They call them shitty. I call them young and up-and-comers, and it is way too early to judge some of the quarterbacks that I'm going to represent. Best way to explain it, I'm going to be the attorney for, let's say, Jameis Winston, and I'm going to provide facts and information on why he doesn't suck. This week, I will be representing Baker Mayfield. Nicholas Koka here, the shitty quarterback attorney. I call them young and up-and-comers, but a lot of people are already ready to count out these young quarterbacks. This is the first segment, and today I am representing Baker Mayfield, starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, who ESPN has already written off and said he is not fit to lead Cleveland, which I think is a joke because last year, weren't you all the main ones on, you know, who were hyping him up with the record-breaking 27 passing touchdowns for a rookie? But now it's unfitting for him because he is not utilizing his weapons properly. Well, it's his first season with Odell Beckham and second season with Jarvis Landry in a brand new system. It is never good to have your rookie or your second year quarterback already be in two different systems. You're not going to get to the Super Bowl, you know, the first season in your new system. It's very rare. I mean, a lot of your analysts out there are already projecting Super Bowl. Anyways, Baker Mayfield ranks 15th in passing yards. He has 17 touchdowns. His passer rating is very poor right now. It is 30th. I will admit that. But you have to look at all aspects of this. As I just said, this new offensive scheme. And the team is still young on the defense. Also, Freddie Kitchens, first year as a head coach. You know, second year quarterback, first year head coach. Still no chemistry. They're working on that. In a couple years, the defense will be stronger. They're young. They're still good. And they lost their best defensive player due to an on-field altercation. Also, the future is bright. The ones who are already selling him short after his 27 record-breaking touchdowns, his numbers at the end of the year are projected to be identical in the yards and attempts and completion percentage. The touchdowns are a little down, only by 10. I mean, there's still two games left. He might throw for five more. But then he'll still be at 20, and his INTs are way up. But as I said, new system. Also, everybody's talking about firing Kitchens. That would be a poor decision, very poor decision, because why would you want your third-year quarterback in his third new system? Common sense. Don't jump off the bandwagon just yet. And also, oh yeah, last thing about Baker Mayfield and his commercials. Who cares? They don't film that during the season. He's getting paid. Stop hating and stop being a sheep. Stop listening to ESPN. Baker Mayfield will be a great quarterback for years to come. And I rest my case. This is Koka, Nicholas Koka, the young and up-and-comer quarterback attorney. Next week will be decided by who they bash in ESPN this week. Back to y'all boys.
Well, that wraps up the quarterback attorney of the week. Koka, that's what I'm saying. That's really how you feel about Baker?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, let the people know.
I'm telling you, Baker Mayfield, he's going to be in the NFL he's going to have a lengthy career. And hey, he's got a bright future.
Speak your mind.
So don't be a sheep. That's all I'm saying. Don't be a sheep. Don't listen to ESPN bash him, because Baker Mayfield, he's got the talent around him. You just heard me. You heard me.
Well, anyway, I saw this tweet that I found really, really interesting this week. Vic Fangio, the Bears head coach, he said he had a problem-solving idea, I guess. So the Cowboys or the Eagles, we've been bashing them all year.
Yeah.
We know that one of them, they're going to make the playoffs as 8-8 team or 7-9 team.
7-9.
So probably 8-8, 8-8 most likely, right? So he had this idea where he said, get rid of the divisions. Mm. In the AFC, there's 16 games in a year. You play every single team one time in the AFC. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Play every single team one time. In the NFC teams, you play every other team one time. And then you just seed it that way. So literally, you play one game versus every team in your conference, and then playoffs, Super Bowl. So nobody from the AFC is playing nobody from the NFC all season until the end, which I thought was a great idea. I think it's really cool.
I don't get it.
So, okay. 16 teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
16 teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
Everybody in the NFC is going to play each other one time.
That's 15 games.
And then you would add whatever. So you could add one more game. I don't know. You play one person twice.
Or just cut the season short.
Or just cut the season short, make the playoffs longer, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. But you play every team in one conference, right? You go through each team one time. Everybody gets one game, one fair shot, and then you play the playoffs like a normal playoffs, and then winner of the NFC plays the winner of the AFC. Boom, done. NFL champ. You ran over everybody, but you got a chance to play against everybody. You didn't have to play a team twice. No more divisions.
That's dumb.
No, oh,
that's
I think
dumb
it's,
as shit.
Think about this. It makes it fair. It makes it fair.
No, because let's say you sucked at the beginning of the year and then you played good at the end. Then it's like...
That's your fault for sucking. Get better.
Okay, no,
camp.
I'm just saying like, all right, so let's say you sucked you lost the first three games and you sucked, but then you finished the season 11-4.
But that's even now that happens.
Yeah, but then it's like, oh, I don't know.
But look at it this way. There's teams out there. Oh, for example, everybody wants to hate on New England because they play in the easy division. Well, now you can't say that
their
anymore.
Their division's not even easy. No
that's
more.
What I... Because Buffalo's a playoff team this year.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The Ravens, for example, this year they have the Browns and the Bengals in their division. Everybody, oh, they have an easy schedule. Well, this solves that problem. You're playing everybody. So everybody has the same exact schedule. Not only that, everybody's doing the same travel. The Bucs got screwed this year in the beginning of the year because they had like three or four away games where they had to go to London,
and
California, back to. Well, now everybody's
yeah,
going to have
boys
the same 30. Travel schedule.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it's competitive because you could say, oh, some teams are going to suck at the beginning of the year, then
I
they
guess,
get better, but everybody has the same shot to get better.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I think it's dumb.
You don't like it?
Not at all. It's confusing.
Well, you guys let us know what you think. So should every team get rid of divisions, right? Divisions don't matter anymore. You play every team one time, and then you have a playoffs to see who's the best. I personally
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, then that kind of gets rid of the rivalries. So now you only get to watch the Packers and Vikings once.
Yeah, but think about how good that game is going to be when they actually play each other. Everybody's going to tune in.
Yeah, but I want to see it twice.
Mm. Dude, I hate watching I don't know. But let us know what you guys think. I thought it was pretty good. It's a different idea.
Yeah, I'm shooting it down right now.
How would you do it then? If you would change it.
Keep it how it is. I don't care that a 7-9 team might make the playoffs. They're just going to get their ass kicked when they get in it. And then if you're like, I don't know, the Rams, and it's like, yo, the number one and two teams are fighting. The two teams are fighting for a first round bye, or both in our division.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it wasn't a problem last year.
Dude, but it's just, even the NBA is going to change their seedings. The NBA is thinking about getting rid of it too.
Yeah, they're on some other shit. They're talking about like a
regular season play-in.
Like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, and then
that's like some 2K shit.
I think you're ruining it because then the rest of the regular season doesn't matter. You could lose, you can go 0-82 and then win the regular season, go
like,
undefeated right, in the play-in.
Y'all want to start playing for real now?
Yeah, I swear. But y'all let us know what you think. Mock drafts did come out.
Oh, I do have a change, because at first I did not like Joe Burrow going to Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
But now I love it, because I wasn't thinking right. They got a nice little offense. They got AJ Green, well, when healthy is...
He's a free agent.
Yeah, I would re-sign him.
Okay.
Not no crazy contract. I mean, he might want one, but he's got nothing to show for it. He hasn't played a full season. Joe Mixon, nice young back, and Tyler Boyd. There's weapons there.
John Ross, Giovanni
you
Bernard.
Plug Joe Burrow in. You already got a team built around him.
Yeah. They just need O-line. Their O-line is trash.
Yeah, but you could fix that. Draft. The defense, you know, I mean, that's going to take some time. I mean, you're not going to win a Super Bowl right away.
No.
So you get your quarterback. Then over time, work on that defense. Boom. Then the AFC North, toughest division in football.
Mm. I mean, I think they should get him too. I think Chase Young's the best player in the draft, but
they should definitely
go Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I do want to say, Dolphins are right now, they're projected the fourth overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just pull the trigger and take Tua if nobody trades up.
I saw some people saying that. I don't think his injury is that bad because it's going to be 2020.
Yeah.
Technology is different.
Well, think about it. Everybody was saying tank for Tua all damn year, and now he's going to fall to them at number
four.
Okay,
exactly. Like people were saying Cleveland's going to win it all this year.
Yeah.
People were jumping the gun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my opinion, they have their quarterback just sitting on the bench. Josh Rosen,
which they don't even want to play him right now.
I don't know why.
Refusing to.
I guess that, yeah, because they're trying to tank. Because if they're actually trying to win games, they would put Josh Rosen in.
Yeah, I can't say they're trying to tank because them boys they won three games and they've been playing the hard.
Because, all right, if I was a first-year coach, I'm not tanking.
Of course not. Dude, Brian Flores isn't that type of guy.
No. I'll be like, okay, well, I'm not going to be your scapegoat. Like, I'm not going to go 0-16 and get fired.
Yeah, exactly.
No, because they're trying to set him up and he gave them a middle finger and was like, nah,
yeah,
we're not tanking.
Talking about the mock draft, a lot of these guys, too, left tackle from Georgia, Andrew, I forgot what his name is. He's a top prospect, projected top five pick. He's not playing in the bowl game. We talked about this last week. A lot of these guys aren't playing in the bowl game.
Oh, Florida State, Hornibrook, Cam Akers. I think it was one more. Marvin Jones, he already wasn't going to play. But, why would you want to risk your life, your career earnings for the Sun Bowl? The Tiger Sun Bowl. Why would you want? And then,
people overreact, though. It's just one game. You're not going to, hopefully now, you're not going to fuck up your ACL,
but it's just like,
because,
Cam Akers, he's a top five back in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one more game to jeopardize it.
They're looking at the business side of it, but to be honest, I think they just want to party their last damn couple weeks.
And, hey, why not? You deserved it.
Yeah.
Cam Akers, it's a blessing that he made it out without any major injuries behind that god awful offensive line. And then, if I play for Bama, I don't care if I was a star. If I'm a junior, I'm going to declare.
Yeah.
Because your resume has Bama on it. You're already built. To go
by
them, I'm not playing.
We're gonna make our way to early mock drafts. I want you guys to go out there and make your way to early mock drafts too. Like we said, it's way too early, so everything's gonna change. We already know that, but just for fun, let's see what you guys have to say.
Yeah,
where are you gonna rank these teams? Where do you think teams even pick? Yeah. And do you think the Chargers trade up and try and get Tua or Justin Herbert?
Oh yeah,
so let us know what you guys think.
I'd like to see that. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the new wave of talent, bigger, faster, stronger. Technology's changing. These quarterbacks are coming out running like running backs. So why would you want a Phillip Rivers stand in the pocket, no mobility, instead of like taking a chance like, hey, what's his name? Oklahoma.
Jalen Hurts.
Like, I'd rather have Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. We should have threw the rookies into the quarterback carousel. We'll do that next week.
I'd rather have Jalen Hurts. You could build a whole new offense around him.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be a baller just like Lamar.
Yeah, I feel like wherever Lincoln Riley goes, he'll probably draft.
Hopefully, that'd be nice. Put him in a good system. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what's almost here?
What?
One of the worst days of the year for NFL head coaches. Black Monday.
Ooh.
Black Monday. Who do you think? We already lost Jay Gruden. We lost Ron Rivera. Top five, what coaches are going to lose their job or what coaches are on the hot seat right now, in your opinion?
Nah, you go first. I got to think about it.
Oh, my first one, Dan Quinn, Falcons head coach. They've been late little run. They're playing for his job. So I really, damn, bro. You got to be a good coach if these players respect you enough to go from, they were like 0-something, 0-8 or 0-9 to start winning games. It's too little too late.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. He just got him to the Super Bowl like 2 years ago.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately? It's a business.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's time for a fresh start. I think they're going to get rid of him, and maybe he'll go be a coordinator somewhere. I hope. He's a great guy.
Oh, no, he'll definitely be all right. Like, they don't get fired, and then they're homeless.
No, these dudes
have millions. And
I'll take a lot of coaches like Mike McCarthy. I'll take over Dan Quinn. I'll take Ron Rivera over Dan Quinn, but he'll be somewhere else. Another guy, Jason Garrett. Like he said, they got to win the Super Bowl. He's done. So he's done.
Yeah. Hey, I feel like if they lose to the Eagles,
then for sure.
Well, because if they lose, they still have a chance, though.
If they lose to the Eagles as a wild card?
I think they have a chance as
a six seed.
No, they could still win the division.
Oh, if the
Eagles. Because they're split. Because they beat the Eagles week 10.
Yeah, but then the Eagles would have to lose week 17 versus the Giants, I believe, and Dallas would have to win. And so then they would still have the same record, and it would be split, so the tiebreaker would come down to
strength of schedule?
I guess same division, same schedule.
We got to learn this.
Don't know. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, but I don't think the Cowboys lose anyway. Oh, but I
another
think
one.
Adam Gase.
Yeah, I was gonna say
but
Adam Gase.
Dang, that's how you know you suck if you get fired after
one and done.
Yeah,
he won't lose his job. I don't think he should.
I would. I mean, they got it. Like, they're not bad on paper.
Yeah,
they got a nice defense. They got the number one rush defense. Jamal Adams in the secondary, who I pray we're just throwing rumors out there or rumors about. Trading him,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Le'Veon Bell, but their offensive line is trash.
But you know who I think is going to be gone for sure?
Who?
Oh, Doug Marrone from the Jags. They just got rid of Tom Coughlin today.
Yeah, they're cleaning house.
He's done.
That was good. Tom Coughlin, horrible decisions.
The Jags just got in trouble for fining players for not going to treatment and stuff.
Yeah.
Bro, and players don't. Dante Fowler, Jalen Ramsey.
That's what I'm saying. They
players don't want to be there.
Oh, they let those guys walk.
Yeah, they went to the AFC Championship, lost to New England. They were up against New England.
They almost went to the Super Bowl.
And then 2 years later, they just bust.
That's, yeah, because they didn't want to pay the athletes. They wanted to pay the O-line.
And the owner wanted to pay Jalen Ramsey. He said, I'll make him the highest paid corner in the NFL. But Jalen Ramsey was so fed up. So was Dante Fowler. They didn't want to be there no more.
Well, I mean, when you got the two highest paid... They got the highest paid center and one of the highest paid guards. That's where all the money went to the offensive line. And Leonard Fournette's still not moving the ball. He doesn't suck.
Yeah.
That offensive line is just not pushing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you got a rookie quarterback. I'm stacking 9 in the box. I'm saying you beat me.
Yeah, but Black Monday does come with some positivity, though, because it does open up new jobs for new people.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the most attractive job right now? What job would you want to take?
Oh, if they get rid of Garrett. The Cowboys have a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
They put up numbers. That's what I'm saying. How can they just go and lose to, like, the Bears and play close against the Redskins?
Okay, so let's say the pigs start flying and the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. Jason Garrett keeps his job because that's an easy one. What job would you take? Where would you want to be?
I want the Jets job.
You'd want the Jets job?
Yeah, because I like Le'Veon Bell. Maybe draft some receivers in the draft. Offensive line.
Yep.
Sam Darnold, he can sling it, but it's kind of hard to throw when you have 2 seconds in the pocket before it collapses.
Yeah.
And their defense, number one rush defense, Quinnen Williams gets no respect, or no one talks about him because his stats don't count nose tackle stats.
Yeah.
You don't get a stat for clogs in the middle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but even Bill Belichick came out, one of the best minds in football, said Quinnen Williams is the reason that they have the number one rush defense.
Oh, no, for sure. Because
he's eating the blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the Jets job. I think they got a great team on paper.
I would actually rather take the Jets job over Dallas, to be honest with you, because the Dallas job comes with all the hype behind it, the media.
Yeah, you're right.
With the Jets, you got to play for fucking Jerry Jones.
Oh, God. Yeah, that Jets job looks nice.
Yeah.
I don't think I hope they keep Freddie Kitchens.
In Cleveland? Before, they will. They already announced that. I was thinking about it.
But then, all right, but then if you fire him, like, all right, they're not winning games, but also it's a brand new team.
Yeah.
But, like, you have a second-year quarterback who has already played for 2 different head coaches.
Yeah.
A third one.
In 3 years. That's not good.
And then, let's say that coach is like, Odell Beckham's causing drama.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he just starts putting in new people. The team has to start fresh. Yeah, that's just what I was saying earlier in the segment.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that Kitchens.
Dude, but there's another one, like Cincinnati. They've had Zach Taylor for a year. But the reason, right now, to be honest with you, if I had a coach that I was so-so on, I would get rid of him. Only reason is because there's coaches out there that are experienced waiting on a job, like Ron Rivera. I'll go hire him in a heartbeat. So if I have a coach that I'm not sure about and I'm 50-50 on it, I'm just going to take the risk, pull the plug, and restart fresh.
Yeah.
Go get Ron Rivera, somebody like that, and see what I could do, you know?
Not for sure.
Yeah. So we were talking about Drew Brees earlier, right? And then you wanted to tell me you don't believe in Jerry Rice. But one guy I want to talk about is Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas has 133 receptions this year.
Yeah.
1,552 yards. He's averaging 11 yards a catch, and he has 8 touchdowns. He has Drew Brees throwing him the ball, but he had Teddy Bridgewater for half the year throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
This guy is putting up insane numbers. He's projected to break the record for single-season catches. I think he needs 11 more catches. He has 2 games to do it. I think he could probably get it done in 1.
I mean, yeah, I hope he does just because, like, I mean, I like the new generation taking over the record books. But, I mean, not trying to take anything away from Michael Thomas, but it must be nice to play the 32nd and 31st ranked secondaries in the NFL.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, Tampa Bay and Atlanta. Yeah.
And they're, I mean, Carolina's is decent, but, you know.
Yeah, no.
It must be nice to go up against the youngest secondary in the NFL.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
It must be nice to go up against Jamil Dean and Sean Murphy Bunting. It must be nice to play rookies 4 times a year.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, not trying to take anything away from Michael Thomas, but, you know, they're playing against, like, the Bucs secondary. You know how they are.
Do you think he beats the record? Most catches in a year? I think he does it.
Yeah, I feel like if...
They'll probably do it for him.
Yeah, they'll probably be like, all right.
Throw him the ball, like,
yeah.
Hey, let's go out there and play catch.
Yeah. Hey, just... bubble screen.
But he's putting up video games number, man. That really is.
Yeah.
It's insane. No, what I mean, down there.
It's nice, you know, to play like the NFL's shittiest secondary four times a year. But no, I'm not trying to take nothing. I'm just, hey, make sure you're
throwing hella shit.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you got to look at all aspects of it.
Yeah. That's a lot of salt, Coke.
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean,
I feel like this is more about Mike Evans than it is Michael Thomas.
Oh, right? No, I mean, like, they just celebrate greatness. They all are Pro Bowlers. I mean,
yeah, all right. Well, my rank, like Coco was arguing, he said, I guess Jerry Rice isn't good enough to play.
He's good. I don't think he's top five.
But my top five, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Jerry Rice, Fitzgerald, and number five, y'all were going to have to sell me. That was four.
That was?
Yeah, my fifth, I mean, maybe Terrell Owens, Michael Irvin. I really don't know. Y'all would have to sell me on one. Larry Fitzgerald.
Probably like John Ross.
All right, I'm messing with you. Reason I bring up the receivers is because there's another position who guards the receivers that I want to talk about.
Cornerback?
Bro, they just came out with the, you know how NFL's been doing the top 100 players.
The top 100.
They're making the all-time list,
right? They do an all-time corner defensive back list?
You know who they left out?
Who?
Revis Island. He did not make the list.
Of what?
Top corners in the NFL.
Of like how many?
I think they picked like 20 people or something like that. Terrell Revis was not on the list. I said, what? This man was the best corner in the NFL for like 8 years or something like that. Revis Island. He was locked down. He was the only locked down corner in the NFL. Dude, they're trying to say Stephon Gilmore's the defensive MVP this year. Terrell Revis was doing it before him. You can't name any other. Are you pulling up the stats? Please pull up the stats.
No, I'm not pulling. I remember
he had 29 interceptions. I don't know what teams threw against him, but he was locked down, and they left him off the list.
He was like the only cornerback that was in that, or well, like what was that, like 2010?
Dude, you know how many kids grew up and they would say their last name and then Island, like, you know, Coca Island or whatever.
Yeah, I remember doing it.
That's all everybody did. Maybe it was like, oh, you got mossed. Oh, you're on Revis Island.
I can't find the thing, but. Nah, come on. You must have.
Bro, look, pull it up.
Nah.
Pull it up.
I can't find it right now, but I don't believe you. We might have to just put that on. Well, I'll pull it up later on the phone and put it on the page.
Okay, so we've talked about it next week. I'm telling you.
For sure.
They came out with, like, you know, tight end, safeties, all the lists. They were good. They were good lists.
Yeah.
But cornerback, you left off Terrell Revis.
That would, if what you're saying is true, that's an abomination to the sport of football. Like, I mean, well, once again, I don't, like, if you're playing cornerback back in the 50s when it was the wing tee and they threw it four times a game, you're not a lockdown.
Did they even keep stats back then?
I don't know. Yeah. But if you were, okay, if they got somebody on there before the merger, which was 72 or whatever, don't show me that. I don't want to see that. Your stats don't count.
No.
That's just how I feel. I mean, no offense, like the, you know, our older generation of listeners, but. Like, it was cool. Like,
yeah, well, that's the thing.
I respect, like, I mean, I honor it. Like, dang, what y'all were doing back then was dope.
I think our fans are smarter than the NFL analysts or whatever. So I want to see what the fans have to say. Go out there and comment. Do you guys think Terrell Revis is the best cornerback in NFL history? Or if not, where would you place him?
The best corner?
Best corner in NFL history. And if he's not, where would you place him?
Well, who's your best corner of
NFL history?
Yeah.
Deion Sanders.
Nah.
Deion Sanders in a heartbeat.
I like Terrell Revis better than him.
Wow. So let's go debate that. Deion Sanders or Terrell Revis? You guys go
comment
on that.
Because you got a lot of people that like, oh, the NFL told me to.
Yeah, we're running out of time for this segment. We got
to
move
on.
I'm
just saying, like, Julio Jones would take Deion Sanders for 300 yards. Wait, who you think would win that matchup?
Julio or Deion?
Yeah. Come on, Julio Jones is like 6'4". 6'5".
Well, to be honest with you, one-on-ones, the receiver's pretty much always going to win for the most part. You know what I'm saying? They know what route they're running.
Yeah.
Corner. It's hard. So I can't really say.
All right, in a game situation.
I'm taking, man.
I'm going with Champ Bailey.
Champ Bailey, that's a stud.
Yeah.
He made the list.
No, I know.
Champ was on there. He's a stud.
Or I would even, I love Patrick Peterson.
I do too. He made the list. Patrick Peterson made the list, and Terrell Revis did not.
No, I mean, I'm not saying like...
Ty Law.
Yeah, Ty Law is a beast. But no, I think Patrick Peterson's top five of all time.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
Man's been with the same team, balling. Nobody throws over there.
Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson.
Because he was actually like.
He was a corner before they moved
him to safety.
But he
would come down and tackle.
He was a baller.
Yeah.
You're throwing some great names out there.
Yeah.
Darrell Revis, sure. I don't know if he's even. Yeah, I'll put him top five still, but Revis Island, baby.
Yeah.
They didn't do it like him.
Clamping. Didn't do it like everything. Him. And then I'd probably put Janoris Jenkins.
All right, we're moving on. So,
hey, just wait. In 10 years, 15 years, Sean Murphy Bunting will be there too.
Yeah, okay. You want to talk about the playoffs?
Yeah. Let's go. Right. Let's go into some late season playoff push.
Yeah, so it's pretty much set. We got two games left in the year, so the playoffs are pretty much set.
We just don't have the orders and who is the first seed.
Yes, I actually do. So the Ravens are the first seed.
Well,
in the AFC.
They're not finalized.
Oh, yeah. True. Well, the Ravens, I think they should get the first seed in the AFC. So they're going to have a bye. New England has a huge week. Huge week versus Buffalo. This is for the division right here.
Basically, yeah.
So I think I'm going to take New England.
Oh, me too. But, I mean,
it's gonna be close.
Could you imagine
people think.
Seeing New England in the wild card?
Yeah.
That is poverty for them.
It's been – I can't even – I was probably still sucking the pacifier when last time they didn't make the damn – get the damn bye.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, they had the bye last year.
Yeah, but forget everything that I've been saying on the podcast for the last six episodes, okay? Forget everything. There's one team in the AFC right now that they're catching fire at the right time, and I think they're going to win the AFC. They're going to shock a lot of people. And they already beat the Ravens this season, and I don't know why people aren't talking about it more.
Is it the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs win the AFC this year.
I like that.
If not for D4 jumping off sides, they would have did it last year.
Yeah.
They beat the Ravens this year. Mm-hmm. The Ravens love to ground and pound the ball. Lamar Jackson has fewer passing attempts than I think any quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, no. He was like 30th. I just looked it up.
Dude, the Chiefs are going to air it out on that defense. They have some studs now, especially after they got Marcus Peters. So it is a different team than when they played the first time.
Yeah, but
I think
the
Chiefs' secondary got better as well.
They did. Their whole defense got better. So, and they had a Pro Bowler defensive end.
So if I had to put my money on it, I'm going to take the Chiefs to win the AFC this year.
I like that bet. I feel like it's a toss up. I'm still not counting out the Patriots. Belichick got that film. He's in the film room right now, probably watching the Josh Allen. They'll beat the Bills because they've already got film on them. They know how to beat them.
The only reason I gotta count them out versus the Bengals, if Stephon Gilmore didn't have two pick sixes, that offense did not produce.
No, they were playing horrible.
They were not producing.
Yeah.
I don't think
you're right.
In the playoffs, that's not going to win you games. Defense wins championships, but not versus these. It's not 10 years ago when you have Baltimore versus Pittsburgh and the score is 10-13. You know, you have Ray Lewis taking heads off, Troy Polamalu. No, now's the year where it's
a shootout. It's flag
New
football.
England versus Philadelphia, 55-53.
Yeah.
Who's going to put up more points? And I don't think it's their year.
No, I mean, I see what you're saying, but you can't count out Belichick and Brady.
Well, NFC, I don't know how you feel, but I think the 49ers, with that loss to the Falcons, they were 10-0, I believe, and now they've lost three. They're 11-3. They're falling
at the wrong time.
And New Orleans is winning. They lost to the 49ers. Yeah, that was huge for the Niners.
Yeah, but then the 49ers just lost.
It's to Atlanta, and I think New Orleans, they're going to catch fire at the right time.
Yeah.
I think they can do it this year as long as they don't get screwed by the refs or, I don't know.
Well, I mean, we still have the one wild card spot between the Packers and the Vikings.
They play this week.
And the Vikings, if they win, they clinch the division.
That's true.
Yeah.
Packers, yeah.
I mean, I could see the Packers as a wild card. It would just be crazy to be a 12-4 team.
As a wild card.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's wild.
These teams are too good. That's why it's so even.
The NFC is just four teams right now that are 11-3, I believe.
Then there's one that's 10-4, and then you got the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. This week's games.
Oh, you want to dive into our pick'ems?
Yeah, so pick'ems from last week.
Let's see. They were horrible.
I think we're pretty much even for the most part.
Yeah. We're going to do better this week, though.
Yeah, we will. All right, so let's do a loser's challenge. Let's actually do it this time.
All right, well.
Because this is your birthday Saturday, so we could
do
a little something for the fans on Saturday, the loser.
All right, we'll see.
Loser, how about this? Loser throws 100 on red.
On these picks right here?
Yeah.
On 16 or last week's when we add them up?
Oh, also on this week's.
Okay. Week 16 picks.
Lose it, those 100 on red.
Okay, so we're going to be making money.
How about... No. Lose it, those 100 on red. You have to give the winnings to the other person.
Okay, but you still keep that 100.
Yeah.
Okay, so you give
them
that.
You just made the other person 100.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're taking the risk.
Dang,
I like it.
That's 100.
That's good. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. I like it because I'm not gonna lose.
All right. Let's do it. So loser. So all right. So we'll be there Sunday night.
All right. We are opening up.
All right. So who
Saturday games.
Throw the games out there.
Okay. So the Saturday we have 3 games this Saturday. Wait,
1 second before you start. So loser, just so you guys heard it here. So if we're gonna go to the Hard Rock for Coke's birthday Saturday, and if I get picked wrong or Coke gets picked wrong, whoever gets the most wrong has to bet $100 on one hand of roulette. Except you have to give the opposite person the winnings. All right, so let's do it.
All right, so Saturday, we have Houston at Tampa.
I'm taking Tampa.
For real?
No, I'm taking Houston. Oh, man, you got me hyped, man. You taking Tampa?
Hell yeah, I'm not going against my team. But Houston.
Wait, how about this? If you're so confident in Tampa, how about we just do the one game? Houston versus Tampa. Houston wins. You throw the 100. Tampa wins. I'll throw the 100.
Bruh.
Yeah, you change up that bet?
No. Bruh, I am hurting. My pockets hurt. Like, if I don't do good at the casino.
It's okay. We're on Apple
nobody
now.
Is,
your pockets are going to be fine.
Bruh, nobody's getting Christmas gifts. All right. But no, I'm taking Tampa. Houston is averaging 366
3-point
yards
spread.
A game.
I'll even give you the spread.
No.
Wow.
Bro, my pockets hurt.
You're not confident in your...
No, I am broke.
All that Jameis talk all year.
Jameis is going to ball out.
Put your money
will
in
the
your
defense
mouth,
lock up Hopkins? We'll see. I mean, the pass rush will definitely get to Watson.
All right,
But I'm taking Tampa.
All right, so I'm going to take Houston on that one. So we're separate
Jameis,
on that.
Jameis, big day.
All right, so let me throw a game out there. Atlanta versus the Jags.
I took Atlanta.
Same.
All right, so you took Atlanta. All right, so Buffalo at New England.
I'm taking New England.
Yeah,
they're in Gillette.
I just can't picture them as a wild card.
Okay, so this is a good one. Rams, Niners.
I think 49ers bounce back, win the game.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one. And then Giants, Skins. I know you've been behind Dwayne Haskins all year.
Oh, and I still am.
You're going to take the Skins?
Yeah. Dwayne Haskins played great last week. I like him to keep it up. AP had a great game. I think he runs wild against the Giants.
I'm torn on this one, but I'm gonna take the Giants.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the Giants.
All right. Baltimore at Cleveland.
I'm taking Baltimore.
I'm gonna say I know I just hyped up Cleveland so much, but Atlanta's on. I mean, Baltimore's on fire.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore for sure. Saints, Titans, New Orleans.
Okay.
Steelers, Jets.
Ooh.
Steel curtain, baby.
Oh, that offensive line for New York is trash. They're going to get to Darnold all day with
there
TJ Watt and Hayward.
Hey, this is my game of the year right here.
Which one?
The Toilet Bowl Bengals Dolphins game
Ooh,
of the year.
Let's yo, get it. I like the Dolphins to win.
Oh, that's yeah. all I was taking.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
That's no fun.
They actually played decent against another shitty team, the Giants.
I thought they wouldn't win a game this year. They've won 3. So.
Yeah, I think they're going to win 4.
It's a good year for them.
Yeah.
All right. So, Panthers Colts.
Where is that one? I like the Panthers. Will Greer starting instead of Kyle Allen.
I'm taking the Colts in this one.
Okay.
I know they're coming off a huge loss, but I'm
taking
the Colts.
The boys got destroyed. You sure?
And that's another. We can talk about this next week. But Jacoby Brissett, I don't think he'll be there next season. Just saying.
Okay, let's keep going. Right.
So, Raiders Chargers.
Raiders Chargers. I took the Chargers.
Take the Chargers. I'll take the Chargers too.
Okay, yeah, I'm taking the Chargers. Nick, whatever Bosa it is.
Yeah.
Joey, I'm not sure.
Lions, Broncos.
I took the Broncos.
Denver.
Yeah, still no Stafford.
Seahawks, Cardinals is pretty obvious.
Seahawks,
Chiefs, Bears.
I do love Mitchell Trubisky, and I've bet on them every week, but they have let me down. I'm going with the Chiefs.
All right. And then these two games, these are actually two big games right here. The last two games, these define.
Which ones didn't we cover?
Oh, the most important two. These are the division games. These games right here determine the NFC seedings. We got the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Oh,
a lot of these
yes.
Dallas fans out there.
Oh,
you guys better be watching this one
real
close.
The Eagles the Eagles made Eli Manning. Their secondary made Eli Manning and Haskins look like amazing quarterbacks, which Haskins still has the chance to be. Eli's done, but the number one passing team is going to shred.
I think
they're
so, too. I think Dallas by 100.
Oh, they're going to walk on Philly.
Dude, Dallas, two games back-to-back with Dubs heading into the playoffs.
Yeah,
they're
I know it's in Philly.
They're going to have a home game.
Yeah, I know it's in Philly, but who? It don't matter. Yeah. Them boys are going to air it out.
And then we're just talking about it, Packers-Vikings.
Oh, I like the Vikings.
I'm going to take the Packers.
Ooh,
they're plus 5.5, too. They're projected to lose.
I know, and they are going to lose. I like Dalvin Cook to they're gonna give him that shot for that shoulder. He's gonna run wild, and
that's gonna be a good one. I really want to watch that game.
The Packers defense has given up the most yards or yards per throw through the air.
Okay,
whatever. I don't even know if I worded that right, but Kirk Cousins, the way he's playing, and that speed on the side from Stephon Diggs, he's gonna have a big game. So we don't cover fantasy much, but if it's your championship weekend, start Stephon Diggs. You're going to have a big game.
I like it. So lock of the week and your bold predictions of the week.
Okay. My lock of the week. Excuse me. My lock of the week is Dallas.
Dallas over Philadelphia. Yeah. That's your lock.
And they're going to win the division. Dallas is my lock.
Wow. Okay. That's an interesting lock. But what makes you say that? I know you're saying that they're going to go in there and shut them up. Tell the people why that's your lock.
Because Philly's defense is weak. They are hurt. They are unhealthy. They are down to their last members of the secondary. Amari Cooper and the other dude. I forgot his name, but he kicks my ass in fantasy. What's the receiver's name? It's driving me crazy. The other receiver.
Adam Thielen?
No, I'm Dallas.
Oh, Gallup?
Gallup. Michael Gallup. Yes, Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper. They're going to have great games against the weak secondary. Ezekiel Elliott's going to take off. Dak's going to... and he's got that chip on his shoulder that he didn't make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
I mean, he probably doesn't care. He probably wants to win. And their best lineman got hurt on Philly, Lane Johnson.
Yeah,
probably done for the year.
That's a good lock, though. I'll take that lock, too. I'll put my money on Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. If I had to take a lock, I think the 49ers, they have to bounce back from that loss to Atlanta. I think they beat the Rams, who they're coming off a big loss as well. I think they beat the Rams. That's my lock of the week. I don't know if you want to write that down.
Yeah.
Now, my bold prediction of the week. You go first. I want to hear yours. Bold prediction.
My bold prediction would be that the... damn, man. You put me on the spot. My bold prediction would be Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Getting it done. The Bills beating
New England.
You just
said you just picked New England.
Well,
you picked New England 30 seconds ago.
Okay, but if okay, then my bold prediction... I don't know. I didn't take... would be...
So you think Buffalo's gonna do it? That's your bold prediction?
Yeah, I mean, I'm picking New England, but if
that's
Buffalo
not that bold,
up,
let's be bold here.
Okay, then Tampa
it doesn't even
gonna,
have to be a win. It could be anything.
Oh, like how last week you said Derrick Henry was
and
gonna
he
go for 200.
Shit, yeah.
No, he still ran for 100.
Yeah,
and he I think he tied the record for most touchdown streak.
Halfway there.
Yeah, but no, my bold prediction. Oh, Jameis Winston has another 400 yard throwing game. In a win.
Oh, another 450. He's had 450 in two back-to-back games. 400?
He's going to have three games.
Be bold. Throw 450 out there. Be bold.
All right, why not? Because you already have 400. Why stop?
You think he throws for 450? I can see it was a Texan secondary. Yeah.
Yo, they're weak.
Without Chris Godwin and Mike Evans.
Yeah, because he didn't have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin was hurt. Right. And then we could shut up all the Jameis haters about how, the receivers make Jameis. We'll save that for quarterback attorney next week when Jameis Winston balls out. Let me write this down. Okay. What's your bold prediction?
Saints at Titans. Michael Thomas needs 11 catches to beat the single season reception.
I know where you're going.
I think Michael Thomas breaks the single game receptions record. He gets 23 catches. 23 catches versus the Tennessee Titans. That's my bold prediction. He's going to go in there. They're going to try and break that record. They don't want to wait. They're going to go in there.
Nah.
They did it for Breeze. They're going to do it for Thomas. 23
right.
catches
they're
on the Tennessee's trash secondary. Adoree Jackson, you're going to have a long day, buddy.
Oh, gosh. That boy's about to get cut after this one.
All right. You
pick. You got any gambling picks?
Yeah, I really want to talk about this, actually.
Okay.
There's an easy parlay to go out there and make money this week. Okay. For those of you that, if you trust me, and I won you guys some money last week again, by the way, my picks won. If you want to make a parlay, two-game parlay, just two teams.
Who are you taking?
The Chiefs. You're going to take the Chiefs -6, and you're going to take the Packers straight up. The Packers are they're +5.5. You're going to take them straight up. It's paying. It's Wednesday night right now. It's paying like +450 or something stupid. If you bet $100 on the Chiefs and the Packers right now, the payout is $458.
Parlay?
Parlay. Two-team parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs -6, Packers straight up. $100 is paying $458. All right, so that's four hundred percent profit. Go out there and take that bet. You bet $200, it's paying like $900 or something like that. But I just like go it. Take a $100 bet if you have $100 to throw. I'm taking the bet. I might throw $500 on it, to be honest. We'll live stream it. Yep, Chiefs Packers. So go make that bet. Let me know if you guys have been making money on those overseas bets too, because I made a little bit this week. Mm-hmm. I didn't make $1,000 like the last two.
I told you my pockets are thin.
Thin?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to make money, take my advice and go make that parlay.
I wish I had money to make money with. But my picks, I'm going with the Bills +6.5. Their defense is too good just for the Patriots offense, the way they played last week. And I like the Steelers to win by more than 3. They're playing the Jets weak Jets, offensive yeah. line. They're going to get pressure on them. And they'll easy win for them. And, of course, you know I'm taking the Bucks money line.
There you go.
Because I'm putting my money into Jameis on this bet, not that other bet you had.
I'm going to record us making money at the Hard Rock this week. We're going to post that, too, because that $100 bet on roulette,
yeah,
you know that's going on the IG.
Nah, I know what you're saying.
You know that. I can't wait to watch you lose. I'm going to use that money, and I'm going to go flip and make $1,000. I'm going to show the people how to do it. Yeah. But, hey, that was another great episode.
It was.
Anything you want to tell the people?
Just thank you for tuning in, subscribing. We love the feedback. We are listening. And also, special thanks to our producer, K-Mo. He pulled some strings, made some calls. We are on Apple Podcasts now. So we're on three platforms. So Spotify, YouTube, and Apple. And the link tree will be in our bio, whichever one's easiest for you to listen to. Tune in, comment, like, subscribe. Join our debates. We had a lot of y'all join our Breeze and Brady debate. We loved it. You know, keep it coming.
There we go. And that's a wrap. Good night, fellas.